Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hey there, thanks for listening to another episode of Ask the Expert North Texas podcast. It's Wednesday, May 18th. Major sell-off on Wall Street today with stocks plunging more than 1,100 points over fears of a recession. You've been hearing it all day here on KRLD. So how should we react to all this? On today's Ask the Expert, we're joined by none other KRLD business analyst, David Johnson. David, thanks for the extra time with us today to talk about this because, you know, a lot of people are concerned about, you know, their 401ks and whatnot.
Yeah, exactly. And this one... It looks like this thing is running full circle. We'll see. The sell-off really started in the companies that don't have profits, but may someday. And all those big, you know, high-tech companies that had such inflated prices. And those were the first to go. That's why you saw the NASDAQ get hit so hard. But now they've gotten down to the companies that we thought were well-managed. And then in some cases are just considered safe stocks, you know, consumer stocks. You're always going to get colds and you're always going to need to buy Kleenex. So why should Kimberly-Clark go down? You're always going to brush your teeth. So Colgate or Procter & Gamble should do well. But those are the stocks that started getting hit here today, yesterday, the last couple of days. So with luck, we've run full circle. But the real questions right now are just how is corporate America dealing with this period? A lot of these CEOs, in fact, almost none of the CEOs running companies right now have ever been CEOs when you had inflation. There haven't been any for a very long period of time, and they don't know how to react. And in some cases, it doesn't look like they're reacting very well.
Is that one of the biggest differences between now and a couple of years ago? Because I know some of the headlines have said this is the biggest downturn in 2 years. So 2 years ago, we weren't facing the same post-pandemic things.
Well, right. And also, you always got to watch out for those headlines, too.
Okay.
Because are you looking at percentages, which is one of the reasons when we give, you know, market information, we always try to throw in the percentages. Because obviously, a 1,000-point down day when the Dow's 30,000 is vastly different from it being down 1,000 points when it's 10,000.
Got it.
And so that is part of it. But, yeah, I mean, these are the stocks that we're getting hit today are the ones that show up in these averages, the blue chip averages. Walmart alone. Walmart took over 100 points away from the industrials average yesterday just with its big sell-off. And now they're beginning to hit more. You know, we've got, I was teasing earlier, but we've got John Challenger on tonight at 6:20 on CEO Spotlight. And he's talking about that one of the Challenger layoff surveys is tracking CEOs. And more CEOs have departed so far this year than ever in a like period since they started gathering the information. And just a few minutes ago, I noticed the CEO of Under Armour, who's only been there for 2 years, is resigning.
Wow.
So there is a big turnover that's taking place right now as these companies try to deal with it. A lot of them ordered a bunch of stuff because everybody knew the supply chain was going to be disrupted. And they ordered everything they could possibly order so that the shelves would be full when the consumers showed up. Well, they got everything they ordered, plus some.
Mm. Yeah, and it's interesting. You said earlier, you know, and even just now, you know, we've seen this before, but with the lack of experience or the lack of courage to push through this from the top, the leadership, how much of a ripple effect will that have from what we've seen in the past?
Well, it's finding its way all through different parts of the market. There's a great Warren Buffett line. It says, "You never know who's swimming naked till the tide goes out." Well, the tide is going out right now, and we're trying to find out, you know, who's fully clothed, who's got a lot of debt and leverage, and also who can perform well. Because, you know, this is really the time, if you've got the guts and if you've got the timing and you've got some deep pockets, this is the time to load the boat. I mean, this is the chance of a lifetime. You're buying Apple at prices that, you know, were marked down about 30 or 40%. Would you You know, would you buy a new Apple phone if it was marked down 40%? Would you buy the stock?
Yeah. Well, David, thank you.
We appreciate you always.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.